Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Robert Chuchuco, CEO of Quetzal, the new CEO of Quetzal Energy. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is QEI. And the company has main properties in Colombia as well as Guatemala. Thanks for joining us today, Robert.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Juan.
Great. Now, getting into it, talk about the recent sale of Delavico.
Well, Delavico was just recently sold for $100 million in shares to Elange Energy, again, a TSX-listed company. I was CEO of that, president and CEO. The company, a little over a year and a half old, we had some tremendous assets in Colombia. But unfortunately, we had the capital markets crisis go through, taking up a good part of that year and a half, so the worst capital markets crisis in sort of recent generations. We managed to survive. We were basically destitute, had no money for about 6 months, but through, I think, a combination of having hardworking management team and some excellent assets. The assets we'd put into Delavico were outstanding. We managed to pull out of that capital markets crisis and within several months sell the company for $100 million. I think honestly say here the shareholders were overjoyed. I am congratulated and our team is on the success of actually taking a company from doing very, very well to getting hammered by the capital markets and coming back and actually rewarding the shareholders for sticking with us. So it was a great success, and I think shows what our team can do.
Great, and you also recently increased your private placement.
That's right. When I joined Quetzal here at the beginning of the week, it was the third or second, I think it was announced, of November. We are at the same time we're raising money for Quetzal. We started out with a private placement of to raise $7 million. It included the sale of a unit. One unit included a share at 12.5 cents and a warrant at 20 cents, exercisable within a two-year period. We have been inundated with requests and to acquire these units. We've had to raise our private placement several times, and finally have just been forced. We forced the cutoff at $11 million. It'll really provide a lot of ability for Quetzal to really move forward with our plan. We've got, as you mentioned, we have assets in Guatemala, and we've recently just put in three tremendous blocks in Colombia.
So, yeah, please bring us up to speed on the on some of your main projects.
Well, originally the company was focused in Guatemala. I'll be visiting next week to really evaluate our assets there. There's been some, I think, best described as mixed results. There seems to be a very good reserve base, but there has been a challenge in really monetizing that asset and getting it onto a very serious long-term production. I'm going to go down and with our CFO and really evaluate the operations there to see what needs to be done. But at the same time, we'll be going to Colombia and focusing on the plan going forward for the three blocks we've recently put into Quetzal. Three blocks in the Llanos Basin, and if anyone out there is familiar with Colombia and the Colombian oil and gas business, they'll know that the Llanos Basin is very hot. It is an area where our competitors are having tremendous success. It's very sort of flat savanna land, and what's been happened recently is people are simply shooting 3D, and the targets are lighting up like on a TV screen, and they're having tremendous success. Some of our competitors are reporting success at 8 out of 8 or 5 out of 6 on exploration wells in Llanos based on 3D. Now, you say, why is all that happening now? Well, most people would know that Colombia's had some difficulties for the last 20, 25 years where very little has happened. And now all this this great oil and gas territory is opening up, and we're taking modern technology like 3D seismic, taking off the shelf where it's been tried and tested elsewhere in the world, and applying it, and it's producing tremendous results.
Great. And so, as far as the way that your company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures and strategic partnerships an important part of your business model?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a great team in Colombia already. Working behind the scenes to root out deals. Obviously, we want the best deals for our shareholders. And we have some very good partners, very good relationships that we developed at the Labaco, which continue. We have good relations with most of the Canadian-listed Colombian players and also a lot of the private players in Colombia. There's a lot of local Colombian companies that are also active. We've done a couple of deals with them, and one of the three blocks that we put into Quetzal was with a private player from Colombia. That is a very important part of the business, and people have said to me, Bob, how did you get those three blocks for Quetzal? They're outstanding. Some just can't believe where we got some of these blocks. One of them is offsetting a block called La Punta, which we had in the Labaco Energy. That well, we drilled one well last year, which was La Punta number two. It's on production now for about a year and a half and has produced almost a constant flowing rate of over 3,200 barrels a day from La Punta number two. It is arguably one of the very best wells in Colombia today, and we were important part of that drilling that well. It was drilled on 3D seismic. One of the blocks that we have, block Giannis 27, is immediately adjacent to that block and on strike. It has some sparse 2D on it. We're going to be shooting 3D this dry season, which over the next 5 months, and plan to be drilling in approximately 12 to 15 months from now on that block. We have one other block that we also have a very significant interest in. It looks like a very exciting future for us going forward.
Great. And now you just took over as CEO earlier in the month. Can you walk us through your background and experience, Bob, as well as that of some of the key management team at Quetzal Energy?
Sure. No, that's a very good question, Juan. You can have great assets in the company, but if the management doesn't know what to do with it, it may not turn out to be the very best result. Myself, I've got approximately 35 years in the business, most of it international. Started out with BP Canada, and I've worked for companies such as Shell Nigeria, Oxy Libya, Saudi Aramco. I've managed a service company in the Middle East for a number of years. More recently, I was manager of production geology for Petro-Kazakhstan. When that was sold to the Chinese for about a little over $4 billion, I joined Kinoro Resources, which was active in northeast India. I was executive VP of geoscience and engineering at that company, and left to join the Labaco take the helm of a company as president and CEO. And that was approximately about a year and a half ago. I think I brought a lot to it, and I think it demonstrated with the Labaco continuation of that story myself and my team can really deliver the end product our shareholders want. In Colombia, we've got some very qualified people. Edgar Aguirre, a very well-recognized and very experienced petroleum engineer, Colombian, trained by Texaco. We have a strong geological team, and we will be staffing up here in Canada as well for the support role. We have planned to have a very, very active work program going over the next 12 to 15 months.
Great. And so, what are some of the other goals and milestones that the company is hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, Juan, I can say that, after Delabaco, I wasn't looking to retire. So we have some very, aggressive plans going forward. We are looking at all of Latin America, and I think the key to our story is that we do have a very strong shareholder support. Also, people that weren't our shareholders know our story, and I think it's demonstrated through our private placement that we have no difficulty raising money. So we plan to use that and apply it in a very sort of logical, methodical way to do what we did with Labaco, acquire that low-hanging fruit, the targets that are easy to monetize and move forward. So I think our shareholders could expect us to move forward quickly with let's say other acquisitions or other deals. We're like I said, I'm not here to retire.
Great. So what are some of the things that that makes Quetzal Energy unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think at the present time, the key part is the three blocks in Llanos. They are focused, excellent blocks. We're, like in two of the blocks, we're offsetting production. One of the blocks, I've talked about Llanos Block 27, it is surrounded by oil fields, on strike, touching on north-south, recent discoveries by CNC Energy. Canacol has production in the immediate area. It's a very, very hot area. The Llanos is a place where we can make a very, very immediate impact. Let's say within 15 months, I expect to be drilling four wells in the Llanos and expect some very significant success. We do currently do have Guatemala, and like I said, I'll be evaluating those assets either to keep them in the background or to raise some additional money and develop a proper work program with our technical team, particularly with Edgar Aguirre leading that the engineering abilities of the company and see what we can do with that. Does it need more money? Does it need what does it need? Does it need a five well program? We'll determine that and execute that plan.
Good. And so in terms of investors, Bob, do you think right now that investors or that Quetzal Energy's investment story is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, I think there still is the sort of legacy hanging over what, Quetzal's had a sort of a checkered past. It has not, delivered, anything really sort of exciting to its shareholders. The stock's not trading at a very high price. I think that's the reason. I was asked to join the company and make something happen, and that is absolutely what my intention is. We've demonstrated we can raise money, more money than we actually had planned to utilize. Going forward, we plan to raise additional funds, but in the meantime, before doing that, I want to make sure I develop the plan. A full logical plan that we can execute and document exactly what our budget needs to be.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Robert Jachuco, the new CEO of Quetzal Energy. Once again, trading on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is QEI, trading at slightly north of 14 cents a share. And before we conclude, Bob, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Quetzal as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think it's the standard attributes that every shareholder should look for is management, the strength of the technical team, and the assets. I think we have an excellent mix here, and we haven't stopped on any of those fronts. I mean, acquiring additional technical assistance here in Calgary, and we're constantly looking for blocks, and I expect to be announcing, some additional acquisition of blocks, in the near future.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Hey, thanks, Juan. Thanks for the opportunity.